yo, yo, what up? All the way live from 919. It's Fonte. Fontigolo. Giving a shout out to my people from happyafro.com.
Hey. You know who it is? The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, aka Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay late, dog. One.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Quiet sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
Now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I am your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Pod Father, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. Pod Girly, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you boring, inconsistent, quarantine podcasters to keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sound like. Now hit the music. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade. I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We on all of them. If you can, we appreciate that. Don't forget about our Patreon, where you can get shouted out on the show and support Nappy Afro for as little as a dollar. You get behind the VIP wall for $3. So shout out to all the new Patreons out there. Hey, and people, I need to tell y'all, if you listen to the show on YouTube, you don't get to hear the music of the song of the week. So if you only listen to it on YouTube, you're missing a piece of the show. For copyright reasons, we can't put the music on the YouTube show because they'll flag the podcast. So you only get the music, song of the week, on the DSPs. You know what I'm saying? So just so y'all know. And we have a voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. And the easiest way and the simplest way you can support the site is just by adding it to your story, reblogging it, sharing it, telling a friend, word spreading the word about the Frocast. We really would appreciate that. Oh, man, I kind of choppy through the intro this week, man.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
What you got in your blunt?
I don't know, man. I don't know what's in this thing, man. Whew. Some octane.
I don't know, y'all. Quarantine got y'all doing all kind of things, so I don't know.
Speaking of quarantine, how has your week been?
It's been good. Like I said, my shopping is definitely a pleasure. When I go out here to these stores, it's like I'm going through a supermarket sweep. I'm having, you know, I just get so excited when I get those high ticket items, those items that everybody wants and they're in low quantity but high demand. And when I could get one of them, I just be so excited. Today's item, this is the first time I've been able to buy rubbing alcohol in over a month. I got me some.
Okay, did you stock up?
You can't get but so many. But you only can get one.
Oh.
So I got my one, but I will be back tomorrow. Hopefully I can get another one. But I haven't run out of what I had, you know, my local stash. But I was glad that I could add something to my pantry. I was very excited when I saw it. I looked in that spot. I was like, ooh, wait a minute. It's something down there. Eyes don't fail me. You know, you'd be so trying to have something, and you'd be just delusional.
Assuming it ain't there, and you'd be like, yo, it ain't there.
So I said, I'm going to go on back over here. I check every time I go in Walmart, and I checked today, and it was there. I said, hot dog. Hey, I was in there, so I was excited. But I'm having a lot of fun with the shopping, doing the quarantine. It's like, you know, some days you get what you come for, some days you don't. So today was a win.
As far as my week, man, I've been cool. One thing about this quarantine, you can save money.
Yeah.
You can save money. So I'm kind of digging it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You really don't, you know, you don't go out unless you have to. You know what I'm saying? You don't spend money unless you have to. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with it, man. You know, I don't have no problems with it. I'm gearing up for the big lockdown that's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
San Francisco just did a 3-week, 24-hour lockdown. San Francisco. So if San Francisco is locking down for 3 weeks, your town is going to lock down for 3 weeks. Trust me, it's coming. So y'all, you know, so all y'all conspiracy theorists, I heard some good ones. They say this is all a plot to get the 5G towers up. So that's why they want us in the house. Of course, you know, the vaccine where, you know, they're going to put the chip in you or whatever so they can control you. Then they say this is all a plan to make money irrelevant and have a universal, you know what I'm saying, currency. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all the conspiracy theories out there.
I mean, they sound pretty good.
Hey, the story sound good now. I ain't going to front. But, you know, hey, I just think
the earth is. I didn't want you to go paperless.
Yeah. Everybody wants you to go paperless.
Which is
they're telling you now,
them.
Money's nasty. I saw I went in the, where was I at today? They said, look, due to the corona, FedEx place. They said, due to the corona, we are not accepting cash or checks.
But your plastic card nasty too. But are you wiping it off every time?
But you just sticking it in the thing. I ain't got to touch it. I got to touch your money. I got to touch your check. So you swipe your card in that machine over there. I can spray the machine down.
I mean, I guess, but I feel like cash should be king regardless. Mm-hmm. I mean, that not what you're saying?
Yeah, the lady at the store looked at me. She had like she didn't want to take my money a few minutes ago when I went in the store and I was like, yo, and I was just like, I mean, they didn't souped up Circle K. Circle K got the like the guard, like then they got tape everywhere. Like, yo, this is where you got to stand, and it's nuts, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of places like that. They got the area where you can see what is 6 feet, so yeah. 6 feet away from the person before you. But my thing is, it's all well and good, but the people got to realize, like, especially in certain stores. It's impossible for you to be 6 feet away from everybody unless you're going to tell them you only letting so many people come in at a time, like the club or something.
Yeah, you're going to have to let, like, when they I know come some out, stores then, got limits. 25 people, you know, not including your workers, 25 people in the store.
Yeah, I mean, and it's whatever.
And they keep it count.
Yeah. I mean, and if you're really doing it for the right reason, it's fine. But I'm like, if you don't, even whether you have symptoms or not, now that you know that you can be a carrier and not have the symptoms, you exposed every time you go in the house.
Exactly.
So what you crying for?
Can't try on shoes no more. Probably. I'd be like, nah, bro. That shit. Yeah, like that trying on shoes.
You should be able to try on nothing.
That shit is nasty. Exactly. So.
To be honest, yeah. I mean, I did my first Zoom class.
Zoom. So, shout out to Zoom.
Yeah, Zoom making a hell of a lot of money right now. If anything.
Shout out to Zoom.
They still winning.
Be easy, gang, gang.
Yeah, but it went good. It went well. I mean, everybody having Zoom. Sorority meetings on Zoom. Projects on Zoom for different, you know what I'm saying, committees and stuff. Faculty meetings on Zoom. Classes on Zoom. It's a lot.
But that's the way the ball bounces these days. So that was all for the week. Let's go ahead and get to this outline. You ever heard of TikTok?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Okay, TikTok is an app that I'm pretty sure everybody that listens to the show, you're familiar with, you've seen it. You know what TikTok is. Everybody's been quarantined and everybody's been TikToking. I've seen dogs, babies, old people, short people, everybody TikToking, you know what I'm saying? But everybody's on the chase to go viral. And it came to light that TikTok has moderators to moderate the content to only allow, you know, well, it won't allow ugly, broke, or overweight people from becoming viral. They only want a certain look, you know what I'm saying, to go viral. So they only let certain video. They make sure certain videos get into a certain amount of eyes. You know what I'm saying, the algorithm and whatever you want to call it, because It all started with, you know, this little black girl made up the Savage Dance, I think it is.
Yes.
I'm Savage. Whatever that is.
I don't know if it's Savage, but it's, yeah.
It's Savage or whatever.
Renegade.
Whatever it's called. That dance.
I think it's the Renegade, but whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, but she made up the dance, but
she didn't get credit for it. Yeah. I think it's the Renegade, but yeah.
They credit someone else for it. And, you know, but maybe the reason was because the other girls were prettier than her. They had a better background because they said they don't want, like, bad, ugly backgrounds or nothing. I'm trying to pull up the article. Go ahead and talk about TikTok. How you feel about it? Why do you feel about it?
I mean, my thing is I don't know about the people who run it and all of that stuff. But as far as it being a platform that's, you know, user-friendly, kids, and like you said, all kind of people are using it. So, obviously, it's something that is trending and is popular, so I don't have a problem with it. I want my child to teach me all the dances that I can muster up during this little time that we together, because I think it's cute.
Okay, so this is what it says. TikTok told content moderators to suppress videos from users who were too ugly or poor and asked them to censor certain political speech and live streams. So, what it says, internal documents published by The Intercept over the weekend show that the social network instructed moderators to not promote videos from users who had ugly facial looks, such as scars, too many wrinkles, and fangs to the app's For You page. Getting a video highlighted on that page could help a user attract more views and followers. Users who had an obvious beer belly or shot their videos in a shabby and dilapidated environment, such as a slum, might have also been excluded from this page. Oh, man. Wow. So TikTok is owned by a Chinese tech company, ByteDance. And that's Byte, not Bike. Faces national security concerns and scrutiny from U.S. lawmakers. So, yeah, man.
I mean, they're not making it better for their relations with U.S. With all of this other stuff that's going on for you to be doing all of that. I mean, my thing is, I think it's done everywhere.
Yeah.
They just nobody's stupid enough to put it in writing or to tell somebody that's what they're doing, because people do it all the time. They've been doing it for centuries. It's like what they think beauty is, they want to promote that. And when you have a platform that you can control, then you do that. But to me, I would say let the people speak. If the people liking it and sharing it or whatever they're doing with it, hey, then that means it's something that needs to go viral because the people like it. So I just feel like we shouldn't, I mean, like those type of corporation, businesses, platforms, whatever they are, should not stand in the way of things as simple as that. That's not a job. You're not doing something, you know what I'm saying? That's not employment. I mean, yeah, you can get fame, but most of those people, even if they go viral, they just get to be popular. You don't get any money. So just let them have their little 15 minutes.
Yeah. But, I mean, I can see it happening. I feel like, yeah, like they want to keep this look. Like, you know, everybody wants to look good. I guess you don't want to make your app look ratchet or whatever, because then they know the niggas will take over and shit.
Yeah.
So that's probably why they got people to moderate it, because they don't want the niggas taking over.
But then I don't.
Because they know we take over everything.
Yeah, we do. But you know, my thing is, you're going to keep on trying to suppress it. There's going to be somebody that's going to be, they're going to slip through the cracks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, you're doing too much, but hey, this is the world we live in.
So do you think it's fair that they're doing this?
No, it ain't fair. I mean, I think it's quite stupid, because if you saying that TikTok is just for people to make their little videos, why are you going out your way to stop somebody from having fun?
They just stop you from going viral. You can still make your videos.
I know, but I'm just saying, would you take the time to stop me from going viral? What is going viral? Viral is not going to do anything for me.
Shit. People make money off the internet.
Some people are. Everybody isn't.
A lot of people are.
Okay, well, if they get $1 million, what is
that? And that's the appeal. People want to go viral. They want that Insta fame. So let's say tomorrow, somebody hear our podcast. And they were like, yo, I want to get behind y'all. I think y'all dope. And they just, and we're thrust into the spotlight. And we make, you'll be like, wow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if the people have spoken, let the people speak, because that's what that means. If I go viral, that means a group of people have watched my stuff and they like it. Why should you, the people who are just the platform that I'm using, take my gift, whatever it may be, and say, I don't deserve to be heard. That's not cool.
I got you. I understand. I see what you're saying. But, you know, they like, yo, they pick and choose who goes. Just like Instagram. They have an explore page. You know what I'm saying? When you hit search, it takes you to an explore page. People want to be on the explore page because, you know, that gets, like, people to see your shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, people that normally don't follow you or whatever, they get them to see your shit. So maybe they saying, like, we got it fixed where we only want a certain look on our explore page. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's still tacky.
It's tacky, true.
Because enough people would have seen it because they have to know that you have something that's worth putting on the explore page.
Yeah.
And that has to be something that's quantified by people who have shared, liked, or whatever your thing is that they do with that. So, to me, I've met some major metrics to allow you to get to even know who I am to decide whether I deserve to be there or not. So, if I'm even in question about being put on this explore page, then obviously I've done something.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like I said, y'all TikTokers keep TikToking. I mean, you know, if your quest is to go viral, make sure you're not ugly, pot belly, have scars on your face, fangs, or whatever else they said, because you're not.
And I promise you, if they have the right skin color, they can have fangs. They can not be cute. They can be a whole lot of stuff. So
of course,
fuck that.
Well, moving on along. Oh man, Drake debuted his son Adonis on the internet the other day, and the internet went crazy. Did you see the pictures of his son?
No.
Would you like to see pictures of his son? Sure.
I've seen the pictures of my son.
Okay, but you got to see Drake's son.
Is he ugly? Does he have fangs? Does he have wrinkles? Does he have a pot belly?
I hope he don't have a pot belly. He's only a kid. He's only two.
I mean, they've been talking about that kid. I thought he was older than that by now.
So this is Drake's son.
His mama must be white.
Drake's mama is white.
The boy mama must be white too.
Yeah, that should go right there.
Okay, so what they want to like, they like that?
I mean, well, you know, a lot of the internet was saying, like, oh, my God, Drake's got a white baby. I'm like, Drake is half white. He had a baby with a white woman.
I mean, he almost looked albino.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, and a lot of people was throwing that word around.
Like, there's nothing wrong with it.
They said albino's a bad word now.
Well, I have an albino, a very close friend who's an albino, and she has identified as such all her life.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. So until she tell me that that's not acceptable.
The new albinos don't like that, though.
They need to get over it. It's not that many of them.
I mean, you know, so, but I'm just saying. But, yeah, the internet was just going crazy talking about the man kid. You know, of course, you got the, oh, he's adorable crowd. Then you got the, oh, this a white baby. You know, of course, the joke's going to fly. People was all upended, like, how could y'all talk about a kid like that? He's just a kid. And I'm just like, celebrity kids are open to discussion. Like, I mean,
anybody's kids are open to discussion.
Exactly. Anybody kids. But definitely celebrity kids because, you know, the celebrity kids have no talent. We don't, you know, they're just celebrity kids.
I mean, and then when you put them out there. I mean, once you put them out there, they up there for public.
True, you're right.
And they, the public opinion, they got to say what they got to say about your kid. If you don't like it, you don't like it. You'll be all right.
I mean, you know, I like I said, I don't understand, you know, the celebrity worship of the children. You know, I mean, I understand celebrity worship because, you know, that person has, you know, made you feel a certain way, might have came through in the clutch.
So it is inherited. That's why. If you can understand that, you can understand why they like the children.
Oh, but I mean,
if you feel like this person did so much for you, then their heirs are, they inherit the love that you have for that person. That's just how that works.
No.
I mean, for me, I don't like people like that. Mm. I mean, I like, you know, people's talents or something like that, but I detach that from the individual. So anybody who was just like so crazy about people, I mean, I like people, but
so you ain't
me,
a big fan of nobody.
Anybody's. Not to that extent.
Man.
No.
That's crazy.
I guess all of the people that I really like are deceased, so I guess that's probably why, but I mean,
Stevie Wonder's still alive.
Yeah, I like him, but no. Mm. Maya Angelou.
Michelle Obama.
Yeah, now Michelle Obama, I like her a lot too, but it's like, it's not like.
You even got her book, and you don't read books.
Yeah, but that's a technicality.
That's a flex. That's a flex. Like, yeah.
It came in my thing.
But I got you, yeah, but still.
So I would not have went and bought it. I
think you still. I was going to buy it for you. Just as it, I was going to get it. I was like, yo, I'm going to get it for it. Then I seen it. I was like,
yeah, I already had it.
That's some bullshit. I just took my gift idea.
But yeah, I mean, but no, I mean, I ain't really that crazy about people like that. I mean, It's a, I mean, like, you know, when you see a famous person that you might like, admire, whatever, you can be a little starstruck, but like some of these people, they will go to bat over somebody saying something about Beyonce or something about this person and that person. And I'm just like, you don't even know these people. Like, they would not say nothing to you passing you by on the streets. Why the hell are you finna get into a fight with somebody about what they said about a celebrity? Like,
top five worst fan bases. Let's go. Beyonce's in there. They ain't got to be in no numerical order. Beyonce, her stands are horrible. Y'all would fight tooth and nail about her, her family, her marriage, all that shit. Beyonce fans are, they crazy. They are crazy. Then you got Rihanna, got some crazy fans.
I'm sure Cardi B fans are crazy. That means Nicki Minaj fans would be crazy too then.
Oh man, it's all women. You gotta be some men fans out there that's crazy.
I would hope not.
The Jay-Z fans are horrible too. They defend him on everything. Jay-Z can do no wrong in their eyes. Like, you know, they argue down. But yeah, man. But as far as this the kid thing goes, I mean, hey man, Drake, I'm finally glad that you know, you showed off your kid, you know what I'm saying? You know, hopefully you can bring your kid to the States or to this side, North America.
That's all right.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
right now it's not good.
Oh yeah.
If he's safe where he is, leave him where he is. Yeah, I mean, but like I said, I get it because some people are like that about their celebrities or whatever. And to me, I just don't. I'm just not. I don't put people that high up. I mean, people let you down. So
yeah, they always do it.
So I don't. They always I don't really do all of that. But I mean, I like what you bring to the table. You know, things like that. I admire your gifts and things, but as far as really being that on to somebody, nah.
That's not me. Man. Well, that's I mean, like I said, it's just another kid to me. I just, like, everybody's going crazy. I mean,
I guess, you know, when you holding up, you hiding the kid and then you unveil it. So I guess you want some
the rollout. Yeah, so the rollout. Like,
I guess the people will be excited, but like I say, I have kids. It's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not something that's so amazing or so far-fetched that I got to be like, oh my God, he's a gorgeous kid. I don't think no kids look better than mine. So I'm just like, okay, nice kid.
Okay.
Moving on.
Yes. Let's move on then. For all you old school people out there, you know, this one is for you. The world is running out of condoms as factories face coronavirus lockdown. We're going to see a global shortage of condoms everywhere, which is going to be scary. So, people, the coronavirus is not only putting a stop to life as we know it, the condoms are leaving too.
The niggas ain't wearing condoms no way, so...
I mean, but... I don't understand. For the ones that still do, like the old schools, like, you know, we've all seen the jokes on social media about how 9 months from now, a new generation will be born that will eventually be dubbed the coronials, and once they come of age, quarantines. After all, if we snuck working from home or self-isolating long with our partner or significant other, it's only natural and healthy for us to seek solace through sexual activity, and the increase in baby-making activities can naturally result in a miniature baby boom. But they say, as it turned out, the joke may have some basis after all, especially because a global shortage of condoms could deprive couples staying at home from one of the more popular birth control methods. Reuters reports that Malaysia's Carex BHD, a company that is responsible for producing one out of every five condoms globally, spent over a week without producing a single condom at its three factories after government imposed a lockdown to halt the spread of the coronavirus. So listen, people, one out of five.
If you're getting damn condoms from overseas anyway, that shit got the corona.
This has resulted in a shortfall of 100 million condoms, which normally would be marketed worldwide under such brands as Durex. Yeah, so Durex. If you're a Durex guy, man, it might be a shortage. You might have to move, step your game up.
They ain't got to step the game up. All they gotta do is go to the health department. They got a whole lot of them shits.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
I'm saying they got the brown bags. They just need to go to the health department to get a free bag. That's all they ever seen. Like, they have Durex and latex. I mean, what the thing is? Lifestyle or somebody.
Yeah, the Trojan. That's yeah. Trojan lifestyle. Yeah,
I've been out that game for a while. Yeah,
been a long time. So, hey, if anybody out there still use condoms, let me know what you use. And what's the, I know the Magnums is hot on the streets. You know what I'm saying? I know they hide
them. That's what they like to have. I mean, whether you got a Magnum dick or not, you want to have a Magnum, I guess.
I mean, everybody. I seen a little kid buying some Magnums. I was like, bro, man, you 15, bro. Like, what are you buying a Magnum for? Like, I just.
Hey, it's they go rap.
And you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, I think they start. I think they made them smaller, bro, because Magnums ain't big as they used to be, bro. Magnums,
how you know?
Magnums used to be huge back in the, like, the pack used to be like. Used to be like, God damn, who fucking dick that big? You know what I'm saying? Like, you see a Magnum versus a Trojan, you'd be like, a regular, you'd be like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, and now.
And then they must be tying it on two times, because ain't no way in the world, because half of them dingling ain't that big.
Because the little niggas in the hood used to say they used to put a Magnum and a regular rub on, and they used to feel like the real thing. You know what I'm saying? Because the Magnum was baggy on them or whatever, and I guess they was hitting, you know, young
niggas. I don't know.
Young niggas, that was their little thing. But I told them, I said, you know y'all putting yourself in more...
More risk, if anything.
You know what I'm saying?
So you wasting a condom.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. Look, 1 out of 5 condoms, no, they didn't make condoms for a week, no condoms, so it's going to be, like, the demand ain't going down.
It can be with the people.
The demand might went up for condoms during the everybody lockdown.
It might be.
So everybody stores, you know, so people... Y'all up there buying all the damn antibacterial
and the toilet people.
The hand sanitizer and alcohol. You better go buy some goddamn condoms.
I ain't got to stand in that line. So I ain't
or you're going to have to take that chance and shoot the club up. Go raw. Go ODB style. You know what I'm saying?
And most of y'all pull-out game is not on point, so.
Hey, man.
There's no need.
It be like that. You understand? Y'all don't understand.
I don't.
That is a hard, like, the decision right there is because... One part of you is saying keep going, and another part of you is saying, "Hey, pull out." And then you really like, "Yo, it's just like you really pushing it to see how far you can go before you gotta pull out." So it's like, I mean, and you don't want to pull out too early, and then you sitting there just like jacking your dick for the whole time. You just sitting there just like, you could see you wasted strokes, but you don't want to keep it in too long. And poof, next thing you know, you done shot the club up, and you know you sitting there with the stress face.
Yeah. For the next couple of days.
You know what I'm saying? Don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? But, they, you know, I just, like
so
I said.
Sad.
Hey, man. Hey, shout out to all y'all out there, man. That's out there protecting yourselves. And, you know, hey, shout out to y'all, man. But from what I'm hearing, y'all young kids don't use condoms these days.
No, they don't.
It's a thing of the past.
Like they trying to have a baby. They around here trying to figure out why they ain't got no babies.
I couldn't wish that on nobody. You don't want to be a teenage mother. Like,
oh no.
But as far as y'all people just out here randomly fucking and having, hey, bro.
They just feel like they having a good old time.
Hey, I guess you only live once, but these kids still got to take care of these damn babies.
Exactly, because these kids is something else now.
Yes, sir. These different kids right here. These kids born now in the last 20 years.
I used to think I wanted to have a whole lot of kids when I was coming up. And I said, now God knew what I needed.
Yeah.
Because that right there, it was not. These niggas is crazy.
They ridiculous. Since they're running out of condoms, and we can't talk about that because,
we ain't using them no way, so yeah, it's all right.
It was, yeah, so, sorry. We're not the ones, like, ooh, what shortage? That's what we're going to say. Like, I go in the store and I be amazed sometimes, like, wow, look at the advancements they done made in these.
Yeah, they got a lot of different things.
All trash, still all trash, but hey, man, whatever.
Got a lot of different things.
Oh, I got a question for you. Since you've been quarantined or, you know, semi on lockdown, what have you learned about your spouse and your family during this time? Like, what is something that you didn't know, or something you noticed, or something that got on your fucking nerves? Like, was there a tipping point yet? Like, where you was just like, yo, like, I hate this motherfucker. I want to...
I mean, you beasting in the bedroom a little more, but, well, you know...
Man, hey, don't be putting all business out there.
I'm
talking about... You have people all in the email want a sample of that, man.
They want a sample. They better know that there's not no samples over here. They better take your ass home with them. Mm. I don't play them type of games. So yes, you've been beasting in the sheets a little bit more, but you still an asshole every other room of the house. So, you've been consistent outside the room, but kids, I think we got some pretty good kids. Mm. They seem to be level, and hopefully they'll stay this way. So, just having conversations and doing different stuff. Me and the boy was working on some chemistry stuff today. So, you know, he kind of made me happy because he knew a little more than what I thought he knew. So, it was just kind of cool. We were doing some stuff and he was just like, you know, telling me all the stuff that he knew about different type of things. So it was fun.
Okay. So, yeah, myself, I've learned a lot about my kids. Like, since the quarantine's been going down, like, we had, like, you know, Friday nights, we kind of, like, just, you know, hang out. We might listen to music, talk, you know what I'm saying? Mostly we talk, and, you know, we got the, you know, just getting, I ain't say getting to know them because I already know them, but just, you know, them as they're older, you know, they're able to talk to you and, you know, just kind of having that little, you know what I'm saying, a transparent moment. You know what I'm saying? You know, with the kids, let them know.
That
like,
was your word of the Friday,
yes,
right?
Transparency, man. That's what we called it. And you know what I'm saying? And it was just like, you know, I got to talk to them, you know, see what's going on with them and, you know, ask them how they feel, you know, emotionally and everything like
yeah,
that.
Because when you get to drinking, you're really emotional. You get to talking a lot.
So, I mean.
A lot.
Okay. Well, I won't drink this Friday. It'll be boring.
A lot.
Yeah. I won't drink it all. Then we'll see.
I mean, I don't really care. I can go to bed early. It don't make me no never mind, but.
Oh, but still, we just be talking.
I mean, it's just funny to me because it's like when you start drinking, which you don't do on a regular basis, it's just hilarious because you be sitting over there drinking and then you act like you're so philosophical and you start wanting to do all this talking and how does this make you feel and are you okay when you look at yourself in the mirror? What do you see? And blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, who is this nigga? Dr. Phil? Like, where did you come from? Like, okay.
Hey, man, just be, you know, want to know.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's cool. I've noticed.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, like I said, my kids are really cool. I really like them. I mean, I did, but, you know, just kind of getting to see how they act and the way they respond to different stuff, the way they
like many humans now, man.
It's like they're pretty solid, so I just pray that they keep moving in the right direction.
We just gotta get some domestic duties out there. Let's get them more domestic.
They ain't about that life.
Yeah, they.
I mean, the boy will do a really good work when he wants something. Mm-hmm. The girl, she is like real slack.
Whenever she feel like it.
Yeah.
So you, know, you tell her wash the dishes. She'll
get to it at some point.
Yeah, it's a chore. It's literally a chore with her.
Like the boy, he trying to go somewhere. He'll clean his whole house up. I mean, it's best.
He gonna do a quick sorry ass job.
It'll look all right on the surface though.
Yeah, whatever. And you go in there and look. I just be like, I just shake my head. Be like, man.
He does all right. But.
Yeah, but.
He does a lot more than you get a lot more work out of him than you can out of her.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm surprised that a lot of people. They say the divorce rate's going up, and you know, I mean, but thank the no sports. If we at least had sports, it probably wouldn't be as bad. But we don't have sports, and so it's just like you just forced to do nothing, and so you.
I mean, the thing is, if they wanted to make this story believable, that's what they had to do. Like, you can't make up a narrative and say, oh, we're going to do this, but you're going to have thousands of people out there. Or then even if you're going to have the people, it's going to be two teams worth of people. That's going to be more than 10 of them out there. Coaches and all that. People sweating and coming in contact with each other. Ain't no 6 feet in basketball or baseball and
unless
all
you
that.
Tell the man he can't play defense. Like, yo, you got to stay 6 feet from your man at all times.
Like, what
who wants to watch that? Like, who want to watch that shit, man? So, yeah, man. So... Ah, man. But, you know, like I said, you seen the meme where the girl was like, yo, the NBA need her to come back. I'm getting fucked 6 times a day. And she said, girl, you lucky. I had to suck dick or something like every morning or something like that. Like 3 times a day or something like that. It was crazy, boy. So
no, I ain't seen that one.
Yeah. But your nephew posted it. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't got to do all that. Although I still love my his and her text messaging meme is up there.
Oh,
numbers.
Lord. Yeah. Yeah, look, people ain't got nothing but time on their hand. They run that one in the ground, boy.
Uh-huh. I love it, though.
Someone
it's
be
hilarious.
Funny. Someone be like, you know, then I hate the woke ones. Like, oh, I'd rather learn. Oh, God. See,
here you go.
Hey,
you
y'all
go
woke. Like, it's supposed to be fucking ignorant, man. Y'all too smart motherfuckers don't come in trying to fuck it up.
Yeah, don't do that.
I seen quarantined. One. What, the white girl was like, you still want to be a rapper or something? Like, you said you would still be a rapper. She's like, I help you. I support you or something like that. It was so funny. They had the black boy, the white girl, and the black girl. I said, oh, shit.
Yes, it's been nice. Yeah. Like I say, all the comedians are coming out, so.
Yeah,
I'm loving it.
But you know what really sucks, though, is the the concerts, like the summer, the concert people, mm-hmm. like, you know, that shit hurt. Like, they, a lot of people.
Yeah, that's people's life.
Exactly. And so.
And you can't pay me back with a $3,000 stimulus check, and that's only if you got term.
And then, like, let's say, like, Wale, he said he already lost, like, $200,000. Cause he was supposed to be touring when this shit happened. Like his album just came out or some shit. Or he
that
was
sucks.
Some bullshit like that. Not his album came out, but he was touring, and yeah, and he can't get that money back. Uh-uh. So I don't understand what these artists gonna do. They might have to start doing IG live concerts and just charging niggas a dollar. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I don't know how you can
regulate
the access. You know what I'm saying, to the thing. But it possible that it could.
I mean,
happen.
They gonna have to come up with something.
Yeah, like people have to be doing concerts.
And I mean, I feel like they fan. If you real fans, I think these people got at least a good million real fans. If you got a real fan, shit, charge $10.
No, charge $1. That's better than what you charge 100,000 people. You do a concert every, you know, 2-3 weeks.
Yeah,
you know, charge $1, $1 concert, and you know what I'm saying, you'll make some money back, man. You ain't doing nothing but the concert in your house. You playing, you play for 30 minutes to an hour, perform. You know, hey.
I mean, whatever. Something. They got to do something because these people got to eat. They got a lifestyle. They got a life. I mean, and not saying that they don't, you know, but when you got people that's in the entertainment business, this is what they do.
Mm.
So if I can't do my job, I'm not making any money. So now I'm screwed. I mean, the same way, like I'm saying, like these beauticians and barbers and stuff like that. Like, what was the rationale behind that? They too close to their customers, so they can't do nothing? Because I'm just trying to understand because I know it's a couple of dentists that's still open in Tallahassee.
Mm.
So I'm trying to understand, like, if they open in niggas' mouths and people is breathing in their face. I mean, I know they got a mask on, but still, you right there in their mouth. So
the fluid is flying.
What's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you being exposed.
They now thinking this might be airborne, too.
I mean, all I need to know is, can you get it again? Because I done had it, so.
You might have had the corona and not the COVID.
I mean, what's the difference?
It's two different. The COVID,
I mean, why
the COVID,
are they calling it two
the
different
the COVID-19, because it mutated into something. That's why they call it the COVID-19. The corona has already been around.
Okay, yeah, that's right, because that's what's on the lights off.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It was different strands of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
They're saying, but the deadly strand or the newest is the
COVID-19.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So that might be what it is.
Okay.
So that's why they was like, you know, they starting to. Oh, he died.
Experiment.
Yeah.
They're still experimenting. it's not good for the people. So stay the hell out the way.
Yeah, man.
Of those.
Yeah. Like they closing the malls down. They're like, hey, look, we don't want y'all out here no more.
So the malls closed for real?
Yes.
I mean, I haven't been in since this thing had popped off.
The mall closed. They closed the mall like last week or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Trying to keep people indoors. Like, you know. So a lot of people out of work, people. So, hey, man, if you know know somebody that's out of work, man, you know, holler at them, man. Yeah, Lee.
I mean, don't holler at them if you ain't got shit for them now. Because they need some shit.
Yeah.
If
you're right.
They ain't been working in the
past you're right.
Weeks,
hey, look, don't try to. Don't extend your hand to help if you
and
can't motherfucking
like,
help.
Just call me if you need me.
No, nah,
nigga. They going to call you.
Yes,
they going to call you now.
Yes, sir. Hey, man. Hey, what's going on, man? Oh, what's going on? Shit. You know, the other day when I seen you, you told me to call me if I need something. Well, shit, bro. I need something. Oh, shit. Well, I ain't got. Like, boy, don't do that.
Yeah. Don't let me have to put my situation in your lap.
Mm-hmm.
And then you done ask for my problems. You done ask for my troubles.
Yeah.
And then I bring this stuff to you, and then you tell me you can't do nothing for me. No, don't do that.
That's why all the time when I'm dealing with somebody that ain't really my people, and I don't ask too many questions, because then they going to make their problem your problem.
Yeah.
And so that's why I don't ask too many questions. I'm like, oh, word? Like, yeah, man. You know that nigga, they walk up to you. Shit, boy, what going on? Hey, man, chilling, bro. Shit, boy, you know the other day, boy, nigga got fucked up. Oh, word? Yeah, man, you know. See, now, you already told me you got fucked. Shit was fucked up for you. So now, I'm looking for my exit out of the conversation. If you ain't my fam, if you ain't fam. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, then, oh, shit, boy, you know, man, damn, bro, you know, my shit fucked up, man. If I could just get across town to pick up something, man, you know, I'd be good. Shit, man, we know, shit, man, let me go on over here, man. I'm going to holler at you, bro, man. Let me go ahead and run. You know, I'm always saying.
Yeah, you take it easy, man.
Yeah, man. Man, I hope everything go good for you, bro. You know, that's me. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't, sometimes people make their problems your problem. You got to be careful.
Real quick.
If you ain't prepared and to handle that load, don't be volunteering yourself for people's
and
problems.
And don't be preparing yourself to handle it sometimes. Sometimes people need to know that you're not dependable. Because I've learned that the hard way.
I've tried to tell you. Look, Queen Jern get on my fucking nerves with that shit. She get mad at me.
Don't do that.
For telling her that people using her. And I'm like, nah, man, don't do that. They just using you. Why? I can't. I have to help the baby. I say ain't nothing wrong. That baby's okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me tell you, man.
Don't do that.
Queen Jern gets a call it ain't the middle of the night, but it's in the evening time.
Probably about 8 o'clock.
I'm walking from my house to Walmart because my baby need a stroller. It was some stupid shit that you could have waited until the next day. It wasn't like your baby needed his medicine, his motherfucking inhaler, food. Excuse me. It was something else. And then I was like, you about to ride out there? No, she got the baby out in the middle of the night. No. And then she keeping the baby while the girl going to Daytona to strip. I'm just like, what is you doing? Like, what is you doing?
Hey, I mean, it's either that or the baby going to be in there with the mom tripping. So,
hey, well,
let me keep the baby.
Some babies got to grow up like that.
And the baby don't have to see all that. The
some babies got to grow up like that.
Can't know the mama doing all
that. That's going to make him tough in life. Because he grew up, his mama, that's part of his story.
No, that's not.
That's part of his story, man.
I have to protect
him
from that.
You know, you know people got their stories. That's going to be his. That might make him a great rapper or something. You never know. That might have been his... You know, he might have been in it. That might have been his drive. That's either the wind blowing or rain.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah. So, I mean, I just be like, Queen Jern, she is always trying to help people.
I am, because my thing is,
but
in
she
my
don't
heart.
See that people be, you know, taking advantage of that.
But sometimes you got to get used.
No,
sometimes
no, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't
sometimes
get
you
used.
Used.
No.
Sometimes you do.
I help you that one time, then when I see, like, oh, you one of them begging ass niggas, I back the fuck off.
I mean... I had to the other day because it was just like, I saw the same people. You walking down the street, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you got on pajamas. So I already know your situation ain't right because you walking down the street in pajamas. And I was just like, so glad I got a new car. She ain't seen this one yet. So I'm gonna just keep driving like I don't even know this person. And I kept on going down the street because I was like, you got a person, another grown person with you. And so I'm like, I don't know her. I don't need no extra people in my car. So I was just like, yeah, today ain't the day. I ain't even in the mood for that.
She already finessed you for the wash and dryer. Sold you a, you know what I'm saying?
A dud.
Finessed her. I just like, yo, what the fuck? I mean, see, when Queen Jern make little decisions like that and don't even include me in it.
I mean, it don't matter because you would have made the same mistake. It worked in the beginning.
No,
so,
not from them. I wouldn't have bought. I know that I would have been like, man, I would have lowballed the fuck out of them. I give you 40 for both. That's what I would have said. As soon as I seen that rust on that mud, you can get 40. You can get 40 for both of them. Yeah, the pair. Or you could just take that back with you, player. That's what I would have did. But, you know, I was just like, oh, I'm going to let her handle her own business. I'll talk to her about that later. I'll make her feel bad for it later. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but hey, God is good.
You had to hit this bitch. You had to hit it on the side. Bam! To make it start and shit like that. That was some bullshit.
Yeah. It was. But hey, God provides. He knew I was doing something as a favor. They needed the money. They needed it better than I did. So, hey. But I know I won't never buy nothing else. They can't never offer me nothing else. You can't sell me nothing else. Not after that. Mm-mm. But you begging.
Yeah.
You send me a Cash App request for $7.16.
I block you on Cash App.
Blah, blah, blah.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, listen. Y'all people that just be Cash Apping people, man, y'all some brave motherfuckers. Like, that shit weird to me, bro. Like.
Oh, you can cough on the show.
I mean, I smoke.
Okay, but shit, I was sick.
See the difference?
It doesn't matter. A cough is a motherfucking cough.
But they are used to me coughing because I smoke.
And like I said, I had the corona.
Okay, but anyway, what I was saying, y'all people that Cash App people to just randomly send people Cash App requests, y'all some sick motherfuckers, bro. I'm going to tell y'all that right now. God damn. Like, nigga sent me some shit one day, and I was just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, I don't even know how to respond to that shit, because it feel like you deboing me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see a Cash App request for $15, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like,
you might have owed them
$15. No, just be like, they just want you to give money, and I'm just like, bruh, like, you know, then, you know, sometimes you got niggas that come with stories and shit, like, yo, whatever you can give. You know what I'm saying? Like, this girl, she had on her page one day, I guess it was her birthday, and she was saying something about...
Fix it up now.
She was saying something about how, you know, whatever the previous year was so tumultuous, and how her having a baby and struggling and doing this and doing that and a single mom, blah, 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 blah. And I'm sitting there like, yo, you got 5 kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, where is the daddy at? You just had a baby last year. You know what I'm saying? And you talk about you, any little bit of help, you know what I'm saying? You know, anything's a blessing. I'm just like, yo, these, like, people are tripping. You know what I'm saying? Only time you should put your Cash App up is if you are, I mean, just when you're begging. On your birthday. That's the only time it's allowable. You know what I'm saying? Then you can't ask for more than a dollar. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't ask for more than a dollar. You know, y'all people asking, you know, y'all girls be getting over. Y'all, you know, post, oh, anything I want. They put their little Cash App. You know niggas going to hit y'all off right, man. Just because, you know what I'm saying, a nigga might want that old time from high school. Like, yo, boy, I've been wanting that forever. She's single now, you know what I'm saying, divorced. She got a little extra weight on her, so her confidence ain't where it used to be at. I can get her now, you know what I'm saying? So.
And that's sad.
Because you know them girls that peaked in high school. You see them now on Facebook, you be like, woo. You be laughing like, yo. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm kind of glad I still look like, you know, I look older than what I did when I was school, but I'm about still about the same size. So, you know, what was that?
I don't know, but I hate the fact that you was talking about the people by sending Cash App requests. But like I said, the girl be sending Cash App requests all the time, and I just have to be declining that shit. And it'd be like, I only need $1 and some change to get this pizza for me and my baby. Or I only need $6 more to get my lights turned on.
Man, stop it. They'll turn your lights back on if you $6 short, man.
I'm talking about trying to get them turned on in a new place.
Oh.
You supposedly $6 short. I mean, and my thing is, I don't mind helping people, but it's like, you can't be too frequent with the neediness. Like, I don't understand it. And it's just like, for me, some people just gonna take advantage, and I know they are. But then in my heart, I just be like, you know, if I got it and I can afford to let it go, I mean, what's $5? What's $3?
You be thinking about that when you ain't got that $5 and $3. You be like, see, if I never get it. So that's how I look at it. Like, shit. Like my homeboy said, I can't give you my $5 because then I'm gonna be right where you at. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, so listen, I mean, you know, like sometimes, you know, if I got like a little dollar, I might be, you know, give some change.
I mean, you give people change at the red light.
Who?
You.
Rarely. Like, that's been like, that's only time I do that is when I want like good karma with the lottery. That's the only time I do that. Yeah, I'll be like.
And then catch you coming out of the lotto spot.
I feel like if I get this person a dollar, I might get lucky and my numbers might hit
and
today.
And it don't never happen.
It don't never happen. But I still feel like, you know, if I, you know, I just, some whenever I do it, I feel like I'm going to get good karma with the lottery. Okay.
The so lotto guy's going to look out for you.
Yeah, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man, he need a hit today. There you go. Boom. Damn, there you go. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I be feeling like that. Okay. That's the only reason why I give him money, man. Do we got time for TV talk?
That's what you, I ain't watch shit.
Okay, so, what you know, you ain't watch shit?
I watched the, what the girl is, Madam C.J. Walker, I watched that.
You finished it?
Yeah.
How did you like it?
It was good. I liked it, enough.
But, what's her
I
name?
Didn't like the fact that she
what's,
stole.
What's my girl name, the lady that did the acting?
That played Madam C.J. Walker?
Yeah, that's,
I can't call her
Octavia
nobody.
Or something. And you know Octavia, really. She played Ma, so Octavia something.
Yeah, Ma.
Yeah.
That's the same lady.
Yeah, so yeah, her. So how did she do?
She overacting. She did perfect. I mean, it was really good.
How did the story go?
But the story wasn't so good because I didn't know that she stole the other lady formula. I thought that that was her real thing and you made the money. But hey, it ended up being that they squashed the beef enough to where we still look at her as the legacy that she, you know,
so hold on, some of the light-skinned woman.
The light-skinned lady actually was the one who had the original formula. Her formula was very similar to to the light skin.
But she changed it up though, so because
she didn't change. If she changed something, whatever she changed was maybe adding a certain fragrance or something that did not have anything to do with the hair growth properties. Mm-hmm. So when the lady confronted her about it, she was just like, you know, I mean, she was at the point where her husband had done cheated on her. Blair Underwood, he was a dickhead. But at first he was so supportive, I guess, because she was doing everything, making all the money, whatever, whatever. You was riding it. But then you tried to say, oh, she ain't had time for me. She was all into the business, blah, 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 blah. So you done had sex with one of her workers, one of her salespeople. Mm-hmm. So y'all finna get married and all of this bullshit only because she didn't want you back. You tried to buy her a new ring and tell her about you didn't have nothing when y'all first got together and you so sorry and you want her to have you back. And she was just like, you know, one thing, one line that I really liked out of there, she was like, you never go back to what broke you. Mm. And so she told him, no, you know, I ain't want nothing else to have to do with you. And so she let him go. Him and the lady got married. They decided they was going to have a hair growing product too. But theirs, you know what I'm saying, never made it as big as hers. And then her daughter, what's the funny lady name that was on Girls Trip? That's a comedian.
Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish was her daughter. Tiffany Haddish is a lesbian in the movie. She first, you know what I'm saying, get her to get married to some man. The man is basically a bum. He's telling the lady all the secrets about, that's how, you know, they started to get closer to the fact that, about the formula. And then when they find out, they ended up finding out because her husband pillow talking with the lady. The lady
pillow talking ass niggas, man.
Yeah, go back and tell the light skinned chick that the formula was basically the same. Only thing was, Madam C.J. Walker was a hustler. So she sold your shit. You didn't want her. And I was okay with the fact that she took it only because of the fact that the light-skinned lady, she asked her, could she go in business with her? Mm-hmm. Could she help her sell her product? The light-skinned lady was so dirty, she was like, she didn't want her associated with her product because she was light. I mean, she was darker complexion, had, you know, coarse hair, mm-hmm. and you know what I'm saying, probably because she was fat too, but she was like, the way she looked, she didn't want her associated with her product. But then when she went out there and she proved her wrong, because she was hustling, she was doing all of this stuff, opening salons and everything, and she made it work. So she was like, you know, I might have took your formula, but you can't say I didn't make it better. Mm. So it was basically like, you know, yeah, you know, and she even said it like to people walking down the street, like, do you care that I took, you know what I'm saying, that I took a formula, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. So she's like, did you know this? Did you know that? And so she was just like, white people out here killing us and we going through all of this stuff, fighting each other. Is this right here what we going through? Don't make no sense. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of like they squashed it or whatever and they went on and did what they did. So I liked the movie. Like I said, it was just a little hurtful to find out that she had pimped somebody for their thing. But when you think about why she took the lady's stuff and she couldn't go into business with the lady because the lady refused. Had the lady went ahead and went in with her, they would have been millionaires together. Because she had all intentions of doing business with the lady, but the lady, you know, basically said, you would be nothing without me. And, you know, you can't do this because of what you look like. And she was, I think that was probably a part of her motivation. I think she naturally was a hustler. But a part of her motivation was to prove the other one wrong.
Okay. So that was called the what?
Self-Made.
Self-Made.
The story of Madam C.J. Walker.
Y'all go check that out. It's on Netflix, man. So that was Queen Jern with TV Talk this week. I'm going to let her go ahead and...
Because I did that long, but...
No, I mean, that's cool, man. I mean, people never get to hear you talk about TV Talk. It's always me talking.
Yeah.
So. But I did watch 60 Days In. that motherfucker Tony crazy, bro. Like, Tony... Saul Wright doesn't believe the show is real. I told him it's probably about 75% real. He doesn't believe that. But Tony's in there. He's bought him some, got him some pills, got him some clone, you know what I'm saying, for some items. He said he's looking for whatever he can get. He said he's trying to buy all the drugs, you know what I'm saying. And then on the girl side, Tony sent a letter to Veronica or something. I think that's her name. It might be something start with a V, you know what I'm saying. And so Vanessa, you know, he sent her a letter, you know what I'm saying, and through the little mail slot that they got between the two pods, you know, that was comforting to her. Then what's your girl name? Helen or something like that, the white chick. She's almost falling in love with an inmate already, so who knows how this gonna go down. Got the inmate buying her clothes and stuff, giving her stuff, so you gotta watch 60 Days In, man. It's pretty good, man. A&E Thursday nights. Better Call Saul, I'm 2 episodes behind, so I gotta get caught up on that. So can't even talk about that. Oh my gosh, what else? I started Ozark. I'm on like episode 3. You know, it's a slow burn right now. You know, so we'll see how that goes. Anything else? Empire, you know. Empire still Empire. It's a rolling saga. Boomerang, I'm watching that. That's on BET. You need to check out Boomerang, man. It's pretty good. It's season 2, I believe. It's season 2 or season 3. I believe it's season 2. So check out Boomerang on BET. I don't know what nights it come on. I think it's like Wednesdays or Thursdays it come on. So check that out. That's about it, man. That's about it. So anything else I need to be watching, let me know. I heard some movie about Ice Cube and Ice Cube's son and 50 Cent in it. So I can't think of the name of it, but everybody talk about that movie's pretty good. Art of something, I can't remember. So yeah, just let me know if something I need to be watching. Well, it's that time of the show. We're going to take a little, is it music break time? It's music break time right now. So Queen Germ, do you have a song of the week?
Yes, my song of the week, just keeping it with the whole theme of, you know, just in case I'll never get to see you again and this is the end, I want to say my song of the week is going to be Like You'll Never See Me Again by Alicia Keys.
Oh, that's nice. I think you picked that one before. But
I don't think I have recently.
Oh.
I have not. I have notes.
Okay.
And on my notes, it's not on there recently. So
I got you. All right. Well, okay, that's cool. My song of the week is going to be by The Weeknd, and it's called Tell Your Friends, man. This song right here, I heard it one night when I was drunk, and I fell in love with it. Yeah, it's a pretty dope song by The Weeknd. I really don't like too much of his music, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's one of the songs I like, man. Okay. So we're going to take a music break. We'll be right back in a minute.
We are not the same. I am too reckless. I'm not trying to go in that direction. These niggas, they've been doing too much flex, and they about to call the wrong attention. And I don't got no patience, no more testing. I do shit how I want, don't need no blessing. XO niggas ain't nothing to mess with. Nobody stopping us from what we destined. And everybody around you is so basic. I'm never rocking white, I'm like a racist. I don't drink my liquor with a chasing. That money is the only thing I'm chasing. And some dope dimes on some coke lines. Give me head all night, come 4 times. Baby girl just wanna smoke a pound. Do an ounce, get some dick, tell her friends about it.
Go tell your friends about it.
About it.
Go tell your friends about it.
About it.
Go tell them what you know, what you seen, how I roll.
I'm that nigga with the hair singing bout popping pills, fucking bitches, living life so true. Last year I did all the politicking. This year I'ma focus on the vision. I think these hoes deserve another fixing. I'm talking about the ones on the beginning. Don't believe the rumors, bitch, I'm still a user. I'm still rocking camo, white Sorolla shooters. I'm a villain in my city. I just made another killing. I'ma spend it all on bitches. And everybody fucking. Pussy on the house, everybody fucking. Man, I miss my city, man, it's been a minute. MIA, you have it, Cali was a mission. Cruise through the West End in my new Benz. I'm just trying to live life through a new lens. Driving by the streets I used to walk through when I had no crib, I guess you thought I should have mirrored.
Go tell your friends about it. Go tell your friends about it.
About it.
Go tell them what you know, what you see, how I roll, how I get on the low. Go tell your friends about
it.
Go tell your friends about it.
I'm that nigga with the hair singing about. Fucking bitches living life so true. and said I made it big and it's unusual. She tried to take a selfie at my grandma's funeral. Used to roam on Queen, now I sing Queen Street anthems. Used to hate attention, now I pull up in that wagon. And I was broken, I was broken, I was so broke. I used to roam around the town when I was homeless. Me and Lamar would rob a nigga for his Jordans and flip it just to get these hoes another nose fix. Now we get faded when we want, girl, we got choices. Lay them on the fucking table, we got choices. And if they wanna fuck my niggas, they got choices. They told me not to fall in love, that shit is pointless. That shit is pointless. They told me not to fall in love. That shit is pointless. Yeah, that shit is pointless. They told me not to fall in love. That shit is pointless.
Go tell your friends about it.
Pills, fucking bitches, living life so true. Life so true. Life so true. Thank you.
All right, we're back from our music break. And like I said, people, if you listen to this show on YouTube, you don't get to hear the music. So, won't you listen to the show on like Spotify, or you go to Frocast.com, you go to NappyAfro.com, or whatever podcast reader you use, and you can hear the music. Well, let's go ahead and get to our HBCU fashion this week. And this is straight from the HBCU confessional. Here we go on Twitter. I found out my nigga was cheating on me with this twink. I went over to confront him about messing with my man, and next thing you know, he's deep in my guts. That was a month ago, and now I think I'm pregnant. Fam you. Listen, fam you is the...
Don't do that.
They had the most ratchet HBCU confessionals. Some of them, I think, they are made up, and they just throw fam you on there to keep the rep of fam you what it is. But how you feel about this one?
I think it's disgusting, first of all. Because I don't know what a twink is, but I guess that's some in-between person, a man and a woman. Or some.
No, a twink is just a gay guy.
Okay, well, I didn't know what that meant. Yeah. But he ain't too gay if he fucking women. Right? Or is that not a man?
No, like, it's a man.
So it was a girl telling the man.
The girl went to confront the man exactly, about that's sleeping my point. With her man.
Okay, so that means well, let's look I'm
up
a girl.
Let's look up what twink is. Go keep talking.
Yeah, please let me. If I'm a man and I'm messing with a man, I'm not a gay guy. I'm a bisexual guy because I'm having sex with a woman one day and I'm having sex with a man another day. So how you go and tell this nigga about messing with your boyfriend and then you boomed over and he fucking you? Obviously, if you're thinking you pregnant. So that's not cool for me. Like, no type of way.
Yo, man.
So I guess he said he got one on you too. So now you can't tell a boyfriend that he done fucked both of y'all.
Jesus Christ. But y'all, hey, this is wild.
That's too much.
They about to have an MFM threesome. Wow. And boy, the boy gonna be sucking. Oh gosh, I don't even think about that. Disgusting. Yo, like I said, from the HBCU confessionals on Twitter. Y'all go check it out. We'll have another one next week for y'all. But a twink is an attractive, boyish-looking young gay man.
Okay.
The stereotypical twink is 18 to 22, slender with little to no body hair, often blind, dresses in club wear even at 10 a.m.
That's a white person.
And is not particularly intelligent. A twink is the gay answer to the blind bimbo cheerleader. So it's like, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So we learned something today.
Did we really?
Yeah. People are nasty, and you go confront a nigga about fucking your nigga, and the nigga fuck you too. God damn.
That mean that you just loose. Because ain't no way in the world I'm going to come and tell you. I mean, like, for one, I don't give a damn about my nigga if he fucking a nigga. That's what I'm going to tell you. So if you, I mean, like, why am I going to confront a nigga about fucking my man? I'm going to let y'all niggas be together. It ain't no need for all of that. What I'm going to do that for?
Mm.
I'm going to go and knock on your door to tell you to stop having sex with my man. And then even if I was so compelled to go and confront you, what would it be about you that make me want to have sex with you? Oh, I want to know what my nigga coming over here for? Or let me show you. Like, what type of conversation y'all had?
What if you go over there and you see him, you're like, ooh, you just attracted to him.
Because the nigga is fucking niggas. That's not attractive to me.
Hey, but
that's not attractive to me at all. So if you fucking dudes, you and my man, I'm glad y'all met each other. I'm gonna cut my losses and keep it moving. There's no need for me to join the party. I'm sorry. That's not my type of thing. I ain't mad at what y'all do, but I'm gonna just eliminate myself from this situation. There's no need. There's no need for us to continue in this path.
So yeah, man. Wild story. Keep it 100. Time you got to keep it 100.
Well, I think I got a little something. But yeah, still, Corona stuff. I know people keep talking about how they noticing the shelves got a whole bunch of soap and this and the third, but y'all buying up all the bleach and all of the sanitizer and all of this other stuff. But I'm really serious. At this point, going in the stores early in the day, going in the stores in the middle of the day, going in the stores later in the day when the people finna close the store, workers stink, customers stink. how you sanitizing your whole house, but you smell like ass.
100.
I'm not understanding.
Because I've been working hard cleaning up.
You can't be. Because the store didn't open till 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you got to work at 6, why is it 8:30 and you're mussy? It just, to me, you're missing something. Mm-hmm. Like the whole process of everybody being sterile, everybody having sanitized this and cleaned that. You can't be walking around here smelling like yesterday and you want me to believe that you was wiping down the shelves here. Like, you could spray a little couple under your arm or between your legs or whatever you got going on, but customers are stink. But you are fighting people for bleach. I don't understand. Like, I smelled somebody today. They have not been washing since we've been in quarantine, apparently. Because they didn't smell like a normal, you know, a normal musty just all day scent. But you smelled like...
A couple days.
No, it was a long time. Like, I don't even know what week smelled like. But as so strong as it was...
6 feet, you could smell them 6 feet away.
This person wasn't 6 feet. Maybe it was 3 feet. But still, we were the only two people on the aisle. So, and it wasn't like a you know what I'm saying? It was just like a trash scent. Mm. Like, probably the odor that you would find, like, the drippings of a trash truck or something.
Trash juice. Garbage juice. Oof.
That's what the person smelled like.
Wow.
And they weren't even, like, overweight or anything. So, it was just like you were just nasty, dirty, and you were okay with that. Because the man seemed to be very happy. Like, he was humming and all. So, I was just like, that's coming out of you?
Mm.
And I was just like, it's too early in the day for y'all to be stink. And, but yet still, you and this clown had bleach in his buggy. So, are we going to handle something when we go home? Are we washing the house, the body, and everything when we get home? Or what? Because I'm not understanding. So, if we buy the bleach, if we buy the sanitizer, can we please just wash our ass? Like, that all it all goes together. Because you smelling like the coronavirus at this point. Something is growing and festering on your body. When you walking around smelling like that, that's just not acceptable.
Well, my keeping 100 goes a little something like this. Hey man, you need to reach out to your friends during this time, man. Some of them might not be doing well, man.
100.
You know, you never know, you know, with everybody being on lockdown and, you know, you might have a friend that's just on lockdown and that, you know, might need just to, you know, just, you know, that's that social person that might be doing bad because you ain't hanging out with your friends. You ain't, you know, you just in the house and they might not have nobody in the house with them. You know, they might be by themselves and, you know.
And mental health is real.
Yeah, with their animals and stuff. And, you know, you can only talk to your animal for so much.
And you, and even like.
This is my keeping 100, so just hold on.
You seem like you was at a stopping point.
I wasn't.
Keep going. Just talk,
I was just going. So, like I was saying, before I was rudely interrupted.
Fuck you.
Check on your people at this time. Just call them up. You know, you might have a grandma or somebody, you know, she's old.
You might have a grandma.
You don't want, you know, you know, she's old. She can't be, you know what I'm saying, around you or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Hit her up. You know, call on the phone. You know, some of them grandmas got FaceTime now. You can FaceTime them just to see how they doing. Talk to them, you know what I'm saying? Touch base with them, you know what I'm saying? Because they might not be doing well. So that's all I'm saying, man. Just check up on your people during this time, man. Now, Queen Germ, go ahead.
I ain't got shit to say.
Come on, get your shit
out. I ain't got shit to say. Moving on. Winners.
Oh, man. Winner and loser time. Got any winners?
Yes. I'm going to say my winner this week is going to be Doja Cat.
Winner.
Because she is in the hip hop hundreds top 10 right now. That's what it said. I read it from my own eyes.
And that's a winner? Top 10? We.
Okay, I said, this my winner, right? Oh, okay. So, Doja Cat is my winner. I gave you the reason why. If you got a winner, say what the fuck you got to say.
Oh, man. I don't have a winner this week.
Oh, okay. Doja Cat it is, then. Doja Cat. Top 10.
My winner gonna be Drake's Baby.
Winner?
Yes.
Nah.
Drake's Baby's my winner because he took the world by storm.
Did he?
Yes. Everybody Did loves, he? Yeah. So Drake's Baby, Little Adonis, is my winner. He wins.
Does he?
Yes.
Does he really win?
Yes, he's the number one.
He doesn't
baby.
Really win.
He's
the number one. And his baby. Mom supposed to be a stripper or something?
No, she used to be.
Okay, but she's a stripper. Once a stripper, always
a stripper. No.
Once a stripper, always a stripper.
Can't say that.
All you gotta do is give her the right price, and she's shaking her ass in the middle of the road. She could be in the church.
Mm-mm.
People giving out communion. Somebody give
People
up.
Change their
pass
lives.
The plate her way, and then, hey, Ass clapping.
It's like a porn star. She preaching now.
Nah.
She an ex-porn star. She a preacher.
Like now. I said.
Why you wanna go to her church? She's real. She kept it real.
Yeah, she gonna keep it real out my face because I ain't finna fool with that
Why
shit.
Why not?
I'm not for it. I'm not for it.
See? Look at you being just, how you know the Lord ain't called her to be the message?
And I ain't the Lord.
I'm not the Lord.
I'm not the Lord, so I'm not going to worry about that.
How you know? He ain't using her
to
deliver his message. Mm-hmm.
I ain't got to worry about it either.
See, look at you. Y'all people, that's the problem now. You're judgmental.
She
changed her life. She changed her life. Yes, she did. That was her old self.
Okay.
It's them old tapes of her.
Okay.
That's not her no more.
Okay, I don't want to see her now.
Oh, man.
That's just that simple.
Oh, man. Well.
Easy.
Losers. You got any losers?
Yeah, I'm going to say all of the New Yorkers who was out there trying to be, I guess they were just wanted to see what it was all about, the little floating hospital on the United States Navy ship.
Loser.
They weren't concerned about social distancing. And then after the police realized, I mean, I guess the police passed them by and weren't paying them no attention. But then they were told that they needed to break up the crowd because the people were basically shoulder to shoulder trying to take pictures of the thing and all of this carrying on. They had already done had 1,000 people died in that area. But due to the COVID-19, y'all people. But it was just kind of crazy because, like, okay, y'all know people dying in your city, but yet still you not adhering to the rule, which is that y'all supposed to be 6 feet away from each other, but y'all so concerned about taking pictures of the Navy ship that's now being used as a hospital, and they got, you know what I'm saying, they had supplies coming and this, and y'all trying to sit there and take pictures and videos of the thing, but you could be catching corona while you sitting there watching this shit go down. It wasn't even that serious. But the police just threatened them, you know what I'm saying, telling them to break up, but reminding them, I guess I would say not threatening them, but reminding them that if they did get cited for it, they could get a fine of $500. So I guess, you know, the crowd broke up and then they went on about their business.
Wow.
So my losers would be the New Yorkers who were standing out there taking pictures and possibly getting contaminated with COVID-19 at the same damn time.
Well, my loser is Antonio Brown.
Loser.
Antonio Brown, you're my loser because you was talking shit about Julio Jones. You said Julio, first of all, Antonio Brown said he's the best wide receiver in the game right now, and Julio tell you that my numbers are better than his, and blah, 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 blah. But Tony, what you fail to realize is for you to be the best wide receiver in the league, you got to be in the league. You're not in the league. You know what I'm saying? You're outside the league. You know what I'm saying? Julio is in the league. So if you think your numbers is better than Julio's, Julio's the best wide receiver in the game by your recollection, because you're not in the league. Julio is. So Antonio Brown's my loser for just constantly being a dickhead. You know what I'm saying? This is his direct quote. I'm the best receiver in the game. Tell Julio to look up the stats. I got more touchdowns than Julio Jones had in the past 5 years, and I took a year off. Okay, Tony, that's cool, but big part of your statement is in the game. So everything else you said, I got to null and void it. Even though you might be right, you're not in the game, sir. Sorry. But yeah, that was my loser. Well, it seems like everything's that time of show. Do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
She represents her city, nigga.
Get your own shit.
Oh, man. Hey, I got my own shit. Shout out to, I want my shout outs to go a little something like this. Shout out to Saul Wright, B-Easy, GQ Blue, Short T, Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, RT3, Jay Williams. Shout out to my nigga Texas T. Shout out to Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Pepe J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Sleazy. Shout out to, whoops, I'm forgetting somebody. Stacks, MJ Money 9S. Shout out to the good brother 12 Cal Podcast. He just recently did a podcast on, I think it was the 20 year of Commons album. I think it was like Water for Chocolate. I think it was that one. You know what I'm saying? But so, you know, go check that out. Shout out to Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace Network. You got Dr. Cam, the disrespectful motherfucker MJ. You got K-Law, the truck driver. Hey, y'all, hey, listen. K-Law, the truck driver, to put that big wheel back on the roads. Ladies, y'all better watch out. Niggas, hold on to your ladies, because K-Law is back on the road, and he's dangerous as ever. He ain't giving y'all that chemo dick no more. That's his words, not mine. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
That's his words, not mine. He said it. He said this ain't the chemo dick no more. So, you know, hey, man. So, shout out to them. Shout out to everybody over that site to fuck with the kid, man. Shout out to the amazing AP, Dragon Lady, anybody else to fuck with the kid the long way, the short way, or no way at all. Shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, that's the show. Time to rate it. What you give it?
I think I'm going to give it a 9.1.
Okay.
Because I got a little room for improvement, you know. A little tipsy over here, but you know.
Yeah. Niggas drinking during the show. Yeah. She thinks she that good at podcasting. She can
drink and do it.
I mean, you know.
Trust and believe that, nigga. You know.
But yeah, so.
Yeah.
My rating, I give it a 9.4. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just got to be better than me. That's all you got to do.
I mean, you know, it's not that hard. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing it so long. You know what I mean? You know, you're a rookie. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not a rookie no more.
I'm not a rookie no more.
I'm holding this shit together. Okay. I'm the glue.
Oh, okay. You're the glue?
I'm the glue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So, So that's our rating. Like always, don't forget, I'm going to let the glue tell y'all what the phone number is, which is?
That's not my job.
Oh, okay. Well, the phone number is 347-201-2572. You call that in, leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. Don't forget the Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar and get behind the crazy, freaky, get the VIP for three. VIP access is $3 or more.
Yeah, he can't even say that shit.
I'm sorry, because it was so much going through my mind.
I bet. You know what I'm saying?
You know, so that Patreon is going on. Don't forget to share the show, retweet it, reblog it, put it in your story on Instagram. We really appreciate it. Hey, man. And you know, that's about it. All the pandering out the way. Y'all know how we do over here at the Frocast, man. This was episode 398. We two away from 400. And I don't know, man. We got to do something special for 400, man. It's coming up in 2 weeks, man.
Yeah, I'll be drunk.
I mean, we might just go 400. We might just call a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? So we might
not a lot, but some.
Yeah, we're gonna call, like, you know, we're just gonna call around, you know what I'm saying? And just, it's gonna celebrate on 400. We have music. No, we can't have music playing in the background. We might have a light instrumental or something.
We'll figure out something nice.
Yeah, but we're gonna do something crazy for 400, man.
Have some giveaways or something.
Hey, who knows? We might have our Trump checks by then. You know what I'm saying? We might be able to do some giveaways, you know, who knows?
Hey.
But, you know, like always, we appreciate y'all for listening, man. You know, since taking time out of y'all day or whatever to listen to this. Two married people argue for an hour and a half every Friday. Y'all know what it is. This is the Frocast, man. It's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com